Welcome to the Virtual Geoscience Podcast, a space where science, education, and immersive technology come together. Today's episode explores a question that sits at the heart of geoscience education. How do we teach processes that unfold over millions of years to students encountering geology for the very first time? Our guest today is Dr. Deborah Rios, a geologist and professor who has taught at several universities in Canada and the co-creator of an innovative project at the Geological Museum of Bahia in Brazil. Her work explores how virtual reality can transform the way young students experience and understand Earth's history.
Dr. Deborah, welcome to the Virtual Geoscience Podcast. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's great to be here and to talk about this exciting project.
You've been working in geoscience education for many years, both in university and in museums. When did you first realize that traditional museum exhibitions were not enough for many students, especially younger ones?
Back in 2010, when I started working closely with the Geological Museum of Bahia, I noticed something that kept repeating itself. Students were curious, but they often struggled to connect with what they were seeing. Geology deals with deep time, with processes that happen slowly and invisibly, and museums usually show only the final result, the rock, the mineral itself. For many first-time visitors, especially teenagers, those concepts can feel abstract and distant.
And was that gap between process and object what led you to consider virtual reality as part of the solution?
Virtual reality appeared to me not as a technological trend, but as a possible language for storytelling. A way to help students visualize concepts that they cannot normally see. Then the goal was never to impress them with new technologies, but to help them understand how geological processes unfold over time.
This idea didn't remain theoretical. It became a real institutional project at the museum. What did it take to transform that vision into something concrete?
It took collaboration and persistence. A great team working together, researchers, students, staff, industrial partners, to develop a proposal that was scientifically rigorous and educationally grounded. We worked from the drafting on funding, on planning, and on implementation. It was important to us that this wasn't just an experiment, but a project that could have less impact with the museum and for its educational mission.
Why was it important for you that this project be institutional and not just a one-time experience?
Because museums have a responsibility. When we introduce something new, especially something like virtual reality, it needs to be meaningful, sustainable, and aligned with educational goals. Otherwise, it risks becoming just a novelty.
Most visitors to the museum are between 13 and 17 years old, often visiting a geology museum for the first time. What changes when these students experience geology through the virtual reality?
What changes most is engagement. Students become curious. They start asking questions. Instead of seeing a rock as something static, they begin to understand how it was formed. They see the magma cooling, the layers being created, pressure building over time. Then they learn by experience harder than by description.
So the rock stops being the end of the story.
Exactly. It becomes the beginning.
At a certain point, the project also became collaborative across borders. From your perspective, why was technical and narrative support important at that stage?
Because communication matters. Science is not just about accuracy. It's about how knowledge is shared. Storytelling helps bridge the gap between these complex concepts and student understanding. Having supporting translating scientific ideas into immersive narrative experience was essential for this project to reach its full potential.
For me, joining as a guest contributor was about supporting something that already had a strong education foundation.
And that kind of collaboration is what allows projects like this to grow beyond their original scope.
Looking ahead, what do you hope students take away from this experience beyond geological knowledge?
I hope they develop curiosity and critical thinking. I hope they begin to see Earth as a dynamic system and understand that geology is connected to their everyday lives. More than memorizing facts, I want them to feel encouraged to explore science further.
Closing the program, I'd like to thank you, Dr. Deborah Rios, for your valuable contribution. And I also like to thank our beloved audience. Thank you. See you next time.
Virtual Geoscience is more than a virtual reality project. It's a new way of telling Earth's story. One that brings deep time closer and turns invisible processes into lived experiences. To learn more about the project, explore the documentary, and follow ongoing research in immersive geoscience education, visit virtualgeoscience.ca. You can also find Virtual Geoscience on social media and join the conversation. Thank you for listening to the Virtual Geoscience Podcast. Keep exploring.